Road construction crews are busy throughout Marion County this summer. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Indiana Department of Transportation spokesperson Mallory Duncan about the ongoing work and when NDOT expects to complete it.
NDOT crews have been very busy lately, I-65, 70, 465 with construction. How are things going so far?
So far, after we've gotten through this rainy season, we're getting back on track. So we had a lot of rain that hindered progress in May and June, but with the addition of some full closures, we are marching forward and getting there.
Recently, we've had really extreme hot weather. Did that put crews behind any? Were they still out there working?
Obviously, our safety for our crews and everyone else on the road is a big priority for us. The heat, we didn't want, you know, that to affect any of the people working out on the interstates. So it was closely monitored, but it didn't slow us down very much at all.
All right. So what can we expect from here on out as far as construction? I know 65 is now open, which I know made a lot of people happy.
Yeah, so 65 open now from the North Split all the way down to 465. So open Monday morning. As a reminder, we still have 65 closed southbound lanes up on the northwest side. So from 865 down to 465, those lanes are still closed until Monday, July 29th, when those will reopen in the morning. But moving forward, we have I-70. That is going to close in both directions on Friday, July 26th, and it'll close from 465 all the way up to the South Split. That's eastbound and westbound lanes that'll be closed at the same time. A pretty big one is coming on 65, you know, between really the North Split all the way up to 465. This is on kind of the northwest side if you're moving up toward Chicago in that area. So we are doing a crossover of traffic, which means that we're gonna put all northbound traffic onto southbound lanes. So there'll be one lane in each direction in the southbound lanes right now while we work on 65 northbound. So that closure, the closure of 65 northbound will happen for about 30 days, but you'll still be able to get both directions. You'll just be on the southbound lane. So be aware that there will be changing traffic patterns in that area coming up in about a week.
465 construction upcoming?
Going to be in August and September. It's 465 on the southeast side. If any of you remember what we did last year on the southwest side of 465, it is very similar. So we're going to be doing a full closure, and that's on 465 eastbound, northbound, as you round the bend over there. It'll be a 15-day closure. We'll start August 9th, and last for 15 days. So we will be doing a lot of work in that section. So the eastbound, northbound lanes will be closed August 5th for 15 days. Then we're going to take a break for Labor Day and come back the week after and close the southbound, westbound lanes of 465.
And as far as alternate routes, how can people find out maybe the best way to get around all of that and not be too consumed with finding the best route to get to where they need to go?
We are recommending that, you know, you follow us on social media for your best route. Look on Google Maps, look on any sort of traffic map that you use. There are a lot of them out there. The closure will all populate in all of those maps. But be prepared, plan ahead, know that it's coming, and kind of plan your day and your route around it.
Well, thank you so much for the update.
Yeah, no problem.
That was NDOT spokesperson Mallory Duncan speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.